我们先来有点祷告。
Let us first have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你又一次把我们召聚到你面前来。
Once again, you gather us together in your presence.
因为你乐意把你自己心里的话向我们来解开。
For you delight to reveal unto us the words that are in your heart.
要叫我们知道怎么活在一个走在合你心意的路上的人。
In order to teach us how we can be one who satisfy your heart to go on the way according to your will.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow our head to worship you.
你借着当年大卫所经历的一切和你给他的启示的光照，留给我们非常宝贝的话。
Through all of David's experience in the past and the enlightenment you give unto him through revelation, you give unto us.
叫我们看见走属天的路是如何开始，是如何继续的往前走。
You give unto us as your precious words so that we would know how to, we can go on the heavenly way and how we can continue forward on it.
晚上我们再次在诗篇的里边来寻找你上人说的话。
And this evening, as we continue to search through the Psalms to see the words you speak unto us.
主，晚上向我们说话。
Lord, we pray that you will speak unto us this evening.
开我们的心窍。
Open up our heart.
叫我们看见你手中的工作和你心中的意念。
So that we would be able to see the work of your hand and the desire in your heart.
我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow our head and worship you.
荣耀归给你。
And may all glory be thine.
属天的祝福归给仰望等候你的人。
And all the heavenly blessing upon those who look and wait upon you.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in this way in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
从诗篇二十三篇的里头，我们很清楚的看到一些事情。
From Psalm 23, we're able to see some very clear matters.
那是借着神，借着大卫，他生活上的经历和他寻求神的时候，神给他的启示。
That God through David, through his experiences, through the revelation which God has given unto him,
引动到他在神面前非常非常渴慕的活在与神同在的那一种心思里。
Has led David to a condition in his heart where he longs to live in the presence of God.
如果我们从诗篇第一篇一直往按照他的次序往前走的时候，
If we go in sequential order from Psalm 1 forward,
我们很明显的看到，在这一大段的诗篇上的话，你很清楚的看到神如何领着大卫从起初对神有爱慕，但是却不知道神做工的法则的光景。
At the very beginning, we're able to see how God leads David. At the offset, he does not, he has a desire for the Lord, but he does not know in the principle in which God works.
慢慢的一步一步，越过越靠近神的心意。
Gradually, step by step, he's able to be drawn closer to the heart, Lord's desire.
不过我想再提醒弟兄姊妹们。
But I must remind brothers and sisters again.
大卫所交通到的那个他在主面前所看到的光和他心里头所有的感觉。
All that David shares, the light that is in his heart and the feeling thoughts in his heart.
不是大卫已经在经历上走到那个地步。
It is not that David himself in experience already reached to that point, that condition.
而是他在属灵的认识上给带到这个认识的点。
But it is in his spiritual understanding now he has been brought to that particular point.
那如果我们继续往前去看的时候，
So as we continue forward,
我们就很清楚看到他就朝着这个方向让神一步一步的 带往深处走。
We're able to see then how God leads him in this direction, step by step, into deeper and deeper.
所以我们读二十三篇的时候，我们几乎可以这样说，是神要向人说话。
So when we read Psalm 23, we can put it this way. It is God's desire to speak to man in this way.
说出他怎样等候人。
To speak to man how God is awaiting for man.
那么大卫体会到神这一个心思。
And when David comes to acknowledge this desire of God,
他就用着诗篇二十三篇来把神心里头的那一个意念发表出来。
He uses the 23rd Psalm to express the desire that is in the heart of God.
这个心思上的发表。
And the expression in this, in the heart of God.
就把大卫吸引到一个地步，我怎么可以不与神同在？
Draws David to a point, how can he not, be in the presence of God?
他就深深的渴慕，时刻的活在神同在的光景里。
He is drawn to have such a longing, such a desire to constantly abide in the presence of God.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
如果我们体会到二十三篇里边所说到的、所发表出来的那整个的内容。
If we're able to understand, grab hold of all the content that is in Psalm 23.
我们一定能够了解到神对人所存的那个心意是何等何等的宝贵并且深厚。
Therefore, we're surely able to grasp how precious are the thoughts of God toward man and how deep and strong they are.
虽然在旧约的时候
even though in the Old Testament,
神给以色列人的那个带领没有把他们带到最高处。
Even though the guidance of the Lord to the Israelites is not to the utmost.
只是把他们带到国度。
Only brings them to the kingdom.
好像就停在那里。
And seemingly remains there.
虽然也有许多的话，轻轻的碰一碰，碰一碰到将来的那个勇士，就是新天新地的日子。
Even though at times the revelation is given unto them that it will touch upon eternity, which is new heaven and new earth.
但是没有太多的话。
But not too much of those words.
但是在国度的里头，所有的一切呢，谁确实是对以色列人说了很多的话。
But as far as the revelation concerning the kingdom, God spoke much to the Israelites.
我们以前读以西结书的时候，应该弟兄姊妹还有那一个印象。
Even previously, when we study the book of Ezekiel together, brothers and sisters have that impression.
说到在国度里头，神的儿子怎么显明他做王的那个事实，和如何活在神的百姓和神在中间。
It speaks of the fact how the Son of God is to rule in the kingdom and how man will live in the midst of God during that time.
那我们如果还能留意到这些事情的时候，
Now we still take note of those matters.
我们今天晚上开始从二十四篇往前看。
This evening when we continue forward from Psalm 24,
你就很清楚地看到一件事。
Very clearly then we're able to see one thing.
神借着二十四章二十四篇来说出了人为什么要寻找神。
And God speaks forth through this 24th Psalm is why man should and would seek after God.
而神又是怎样定规的，和根据什么来给人预备一切。
And it is also God revealing to us according to what and why God would prepare all for man.
我们感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
因为我们读到二十三篇还没到以前那个二十二篇。
That is because before we get to the 23rd Psalm, there is Psalm 22.
如果你从我们的主打开通天的路，把人引进神的光中，直到 国度来临。
If we look at Psalm 22 and see how the Lord Himself opened that new and living way to heaven until the arrival, the appearance of the kingdom.
那个根据是什么？
Now, where is that foundation?
神儿子的救赎。
It is according to the salvation, the redemption of the Son of God.
神儿子所做成那个救赎，就打开了那个人回到神面前去的路。
Because of the finished redemption of the Son of God, it opens up that way again for us to return to the Father.
但是我们不能不继续往深处去留意一下。
But we must continue on to take note of this from the depths.
神凭着他儿子的救赎和他在历史上所做过的事情作为根据来向人说明回到神的家的那个路。
God, through the finished work of His Son's redemption and the historical history in, to point to us the way to return home.
那能做成那些事的。
And all that completes those matters.
就要说明了。那这一位神是怎么样的一位神？
It points out to us, because of those finished matters, how, what kind of God our God is.
为什么他可以给人有那么大的应许，那么高的应许，给人很清楚的知道，你只要到神面前来，你什么都不缺。
Because of these great and high promises God shows us, it points us to the fact that when we come to God and come into His presence, we will lack nothing.
你能被带到一个地步，欣赏神在敌人的面前为你摆设筵席。
We will be able to come into the presence of God and to enjoy, admire, enjoy the table which He sets for us in the presence of our enemies.
并且被带到一个地步，让神把恩膏倒在你的头上，
we will,
直到神所有的一切充满着你。
We'll be brought to a point where He anoints our head and our cup overflows to a point that He Himself will fill us and we are full, because He fills us.
那这是23篇给我们所看到的那个情形。
And that is the picture which Psalm 23 shows us.
现在呢，一到了24篇，神就把整个的问题带回到神是谁。
When we reach the 24th Psalm, it brings the focal point back to the fact is who God is.
当人很清楚知道神是谁的时候，
When man clearly knows, understand who God is,
他们就会明白我们拣选神，跟随神，为什么能引来神那么大的祝福。
Then man would be able to understand when we accept God, when we follow God, that is the reason why we would receive such great blessing.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
从24篇一开始，神就把那个事实从起头说到末了。
Even from the beginning of the 24th Psalm, God shows us the very beginning to the end.
起头就是万有的来源。
Now, the beginning is the origin of all.
末了就是对以色列人来说，国度是他们的那一个指望。
The end refers to the fact that the kingdom is the hope for Israel.
那这是实在宝贝的。
And this is in fact precious.
24篇也不长。
24th Psalm is not long.
很少的话就把神是谁来向人解开的非常的明显。
It is relatively short, but it clearly points out, expresses very clearly who God is.
因为一开始你就看到一件事。
From the very beginning, we see this.
地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein.
弟兄姊妹，第一句就把神的救赎、神的创造和神的救赎连接在一起。
Now, brothers and sisters, even the first verse itself will connect us with the creation of God and the redemption of God.
开头就说到神的创造。
At the offset, it tells us of the creation of God.
为什么说到这个地和其中所充满的世界和住在其间的都属于耶和华呢？
Why is it stated in this way that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein?
前面那一句话就是明明是指着创造的那一个事实。
The first sentence clearly points out of the fact of creation.
接上的那一句话就明明是指着救赎所带出的果效。
The following sentence clearly points out to us the fruit, the result of redemption.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个是在起初的时候的那个实际的光景。
This is the practical condition even at the beginning.
万有都伏在耶和华
的权
柄里。
All things are subject under the authority of God.
所有有生命气息的活物都浮在神的丰富里。
All that have breath, all that have being, subject themselves under the abundance of the Lord God.
尤其是神把人造出来的时候。
Especially after man God created man.
因为我们都会很清楚地记得的。
Brothers and sisters, we clearly remember.
连神的荣耀都从神的手里头接过来。
A man would receive from the hand of God, God's glory.
我们非常清楚地记得神造人的时候的宣告。
We clearly recall the proclamation of God when he created man.
神要把人造出来的时候是造成他自己的模样。
For God said in his counsel he would create man according to his own image.
然后他就把神的权柄委托给人。
And he would
去执行。在万有的当中
He would then delegate his own authority for man to execute amongst his creation.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
所以二十四篇一开始就说到。
So at the very beginning of Psalm 24 it says,
你眼睛所能看见的。
All that you see with your eyes.
你耳朵所能听见的。
All that you can hear with your ears.
你的手能触摸得到的。
All that your hands can handle.
都是从神那边来的。
They are all from the Lord God.
所以都是属耶和华的。
It belongs to the Lord God.
特别是说到有生命气息的动物，连同人包括在里边。
It especially highlights the fact the world and they that dwell therein, all creation, especially man.
是根据神自己的定义和安排而存留在世的，所以。不管你从哪个角度来看，一切都是属于耶和华的。
They are all created according to the will of God, and they exist, have being because of the Lord God, so they all belong unto Him.
因为你从撒文读几句，你就知道神是把那一个事实含在头第一节的里面。发表出来。
For if we were to read the following few verses, we are able to understand that all of that is included in verse 1.
因为第二节他就说很清楚地说。
For verse 2 clearly states,
他把地建立在海上，安定在大水之上。
For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看了，这是神在六日的创造的里边那个最主要的点。
Brothers and sisters, you're able to see in the six days of creation that is the focal point.
特别就是说的地的环境这一方面。
Especially in the surrounding the preparation of the land.
然后就把这一切摆到万有的面前。
And then all of God's creation is placed in His creation.
就发出一个问题。
And there is this question then.
问题就是说。
The question is.
你看神是这样的伟大。
We're able to see from the creation how great God is.
你看神是这样的有权柄。
And how much authority and power He has.
你看神是这样的荣耀和丰富。
We're able to see it display His glory and His riches.
谁能到神那里去呢？
Who shall then ascend unto the hill of the Lord?
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
这里面又有很多故事了，是不是？
Now, of course, then within these words, there's much story in this background.
人的被造。
Man's creation.
人的堕落。
The fall of man.
人的救赎
the redemption of man
就带出一个答案
it will bring forth the answer
这个答案就是
and the answer is
所有在神眼中看来是如此的人他们能登上神的山进到神的殿
the, such the condition of man in the sight of God are they able then to ascend unto the hill of the Lord and stand in his holy place
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
我们有些时候读不就是说读诗篇不过读诗篇因为它是直截了当的用很深的那个感觉和那个意识来表达了神所做和神所事。
Many a times it's the case when we read, especially in the Psalms, because it uses very succinct words to express deeply who God is and what He has done.
当他一提到谁能可以登耶和华的山，
when it,
谁能站在耶和华的圣所。
For example, when it poses such a question, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord or shall stand in his holy place?
上面就说出了。
And then it tells us,
你要在神的面前成为一个对的人，成为一个正直的人，成为一个与神没有相违背的人。
You must be one who is right in his presence, who is upright and does not rebel against him.
你就一定带来神那个无限的祝福。
In that condition, you will bring forth the limitless blessing from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你记住这句话。
Now, brothers and sisters, remember these words.
你再翻回第一篇。
And then we go back to Psalm 1.
诗篇第一篇怎么开始？
What does Psalm 1 says?
不是就是说这件事吗？
Does it not point out this passage here?
不从恶人的计谋。
That who,
不坐恶人的位置，那一大堆的话。
And all those words in Psalm 1 that we would stand amongst the wicked or sit in the seat of scoffers.
我也喜爱耶和华律法的。
But blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord, and they shall be blessed.
现在你看到二十四篇的时候，神就回把人的那个实在光景带回神的鉴察的里头。
So in such a condition that man is brought back under that light examination of God.
你要在神面前活得对。
If you want to live correctly before the Lord.
你就在神面前蒙大恩。
You will receive great grace in His presence.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the issue.
人凭什么可以活着出神所认为对的人？
According to what will man be able to live out the condition that is deemed right in the presence of God?
你说这是凭着人自己体会神的心思，就努力的。去奔跑或者是挣扎带出一个结果我们都成了在神面前一个 成为一个对的人
If you say it is by man's own effort that we struggle or we do our best then we live in that way to be one who is right in the sight of God
显然这个不能成功
Apparently that is not a way to succeed
因为我们祖宗的历史就已经给我们看到没办法
For the history of our forefathers show us that is not the way.
亚当堕落了
After Adam fell,
夏娃堕落了
Eve fell.
他们 都是好像想用一些办法来叫自己成为神面前对的人
Seemingly they would use their own way to be one who will be right in the presence of God.
但是你也晓得
But we understand.
当人家靠着自己来要完成神所做的事的时候，那个结果一定是混杂而失败。
When man depend on their own merit, their own efforts to do what God desires, surely the result will be one that will be failure and of confusion.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你读第一篇的时候
，When we read Psalm 1,
你就看到。你要成为神的在神面前对的人，你就好好要。去追求认识神的话
If we delight to be one who will know God and live correctly in His presence, we must first delight in His word.
用依靠神自己的扶持和恩惠来做成 神所喜悦的事。
And then, according to the grace and support of the Lord to do one, to be one, to do that which is pleasing to Him, we thank the Lord.
你看到二十四篇的时候
，When we see Psalm 24,
二十四篇好像很细致的把第一篇的那一个基本的内容做了一个重新解说。
It seems as if the 24th Psalm, in a very succinct way, to summarize again for us, that which is in Psalm 1.
弟兄姊妹，你看到那个字句，你就知道。
Brothers and sisters, we can see.
你怎么可以成为在神面前对的人呢？
When we read the passage, how can we be one who is right in the presence of God?
弟兄姊妹，注意第五节。
Pay attention to verse 5.
他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他成义。
He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
弟兄怎么看到这两句话那个实在的意思吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we see the actual meaning of these sentences?
上文就提出来。
It mentions to us.
你要成为一个这样在神面前对的人。
If you want to be one who is right in the presence of God in this way,
然后神就说出你怎么可以成为对的人。
Then God here tells us how we can be one who is right in His presence.
那你就按照神的话来活。
Then we live according to the word of God.
当你按照神的话来活的时候。
And when we live according to the word of God,
五节就是带一个 结果出来。
Verse 5 tells us this result.
他必蒙耶和华赐福。
He shall receive the blessing from the Lord.
又蒙救他的神使他成义。
And righteousness from the God of his salvation.
尤其是第二句。
Especially the second part.
把神和人中间那个关系做了一个最透彻的说明。
Utterly tells us very clearly, transparently, the relationship that it brings man to with God.
如果你是一个在神眼中对的人，
If you're one who is right in the sight of God,
那弟兄姊妹注意接下去那一句。
Pay attention then to the words following.
你就成为义人。
It will be righteousness.
对不对？
Is that right?
不对。
No, not one who is righteous.
你说我这样做了还不行啊。
And you say, isn't that enough for me to be one who is righteous, to be just?
是你我们可以也许常常会有这种感觉。
Perhaps oftentimes we would have this feeling.
弟兄姊妹回想我们自己的经历。
When we recall our own experience.
从我们信主到追求主。要继续往前走。
From the time we accept, believe in the Lord, and we follow the Lord and continue forward.
弟兄姊妹，你在神面前发过多少次誓？
Brothers and sisters, how many vows have we made before Him?
不要说发誓那么宗教。
Now, not to say it so religious in this way to swear.
我们说的轻松一点。
But to be light, put it lightly.
我们在神面前表现过。对神的那个心有多少次的要寻求神要得着神。
But how many times would we be so zealous to say that I desire you, God, and I want to gain you?
我想弟兄姊妹你的答案很清楚。
I think brothers and sisters, we know how many times we have desire that way.
不止一次。
Not only once.
两次。
Twice.
也许还要多一点。
And perhaps many times.
说清楚一点。
To be very clear.
如果我们在我们一生在跟随主的路上，我们向着神的那个寻找和爱慕，能有五次到十次啊，就应该是差不多。
If in our lifetime, in the journey when we follow the Lord, if we say we have those times when we desire the Lord, maybe 5 or 10 times, that's about right.
这阵子我是看着学房的新同学申请入学的那些资料。
Recently, I've read some of the applicants from the students that apply for the Academy of Christ and their testimony.
一个非常清楚的留在我的印象里的。
A very clear impression I have from reading those testimonies.
绝大部分的弟兄姊妹们
A great majority of those brothers and sisters.
他们是经过好多次的上上落落，才在神的面前知道，唯一一个心意他们不能缺的是追求认识神。
Now they have many, many ups and downs, but there's one understanding they have come to is that this is the one desire that they cannot lack, that is to pursue after God.
要是弟兄姊妹，你问我，那你自己如何？
Now, brothers and sisters, if you were to ask me that same question, what about you?
我们要做一个很细致的计算过，我是怎么走过来。
If we were to have a detailed count, reflection, how we have gone through this journey.
但是可我可以很清楚告诉弟兄姊妹们，上上下下至少超过十次。
I can tell you assuredly, my ups and downs in that way would surpass over 10 times.
你说这样的样子，你怎么可以在神面前走到一个对的人呢？
If that is the case, then perhaps you might question then.Brother, how can you be one to be a point where you're pleasing to God?
弟兄姊妹，你注意第五节。
Brothers and sisters, take note of verse 5. What is it saying?
头一句就是说，耶和华必定赐福给他。
The first part says, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord.
这个是一般性的话，你做了对的人。祝福一定要临到你了。
That is very general. If you're one who is right, surely the blessing will come upon you.
但是问题就在，你怎么可以维持坐在神面前那个不更改的方向和那个一直向着神寻找的心思？
But the issue lies is how can you continue to be constant and consistent in that way that you are in the right direction to pursue after God?
那是第二节里面所第二句话里面所说出来的。
And that is in the second part of verse 5.
又蒙救他的神使他成义。
And righteousness from the God of his salvation.
那这个话跟23篇里面他使我躺卧在青草地上领我到可安歇的水边他使我的灵魂苏醒。
It is the same picture condition as in Psalm 23 when he says he leads me to the green pastures and makes me lie down by the quiet waters and he leads me on the way of righteousness. It's the same.
并且和罗马书第八章里面说到我们在神面前蒙恩的那个实际也是同样的一回事。
It is also the same situation as it tells us, explains to us in Romans chapter 8, what grace has been bestowed upon us.
是神自己的定义，要叫我们成为义。
It is God's own will that he has determined to make us his righteousness.
他就用着他各种各样的方法把我们逼回义的这一个
He will use all at his disposal to usher us into this condition of being righteousness.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
因为当我们一看到人在神面前开始领会恩典的时候
When we see how man first begins to come to understand this matter of grace,
不大能跟得上神这一个心思的
We seldom can be able to follow on to this desire, this will of God.
我们总以为那是我们追求的结果
Now we would feel I am righteousness because that's the result of my pursuit.
当然有我们追求的成分在那
Of course, we have a portion to pursue.
但是如果我们真实地认识人的本相的时候
But when we truly come to understand man's nature,
我们会很清楚地知道如果没有神的扶持没有主的不住地在那里约束管理提起
We will come to understand if it is not the Lord who has constantly sustained us to constrain us, to urge us, to remind us
借着这许多的事情在那里给我们一些个磨练。
Through all these circumstances that he would mold us.
在那里给我们一些个考验。
That he would test us.
我们没有条件可以在神的面前重新站起来。
We would have no means, with no condition to once again stand or get up in the presence of God.
因为光是你自己控告自己 你就过不来了。
Even when we accuse our own self because of our weakness and failing, we cannot get over it.
如果我们控告自己，我们过不来，那你怎么在神面前，在神的公义圣洁里面过得来？
If we cannot even overcome our own self-accusation, then how can we get to the point of God's holiness and His righteousness?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他说
He says,
他的神使他成义。
It is the God of his salvation that will make him righteousness.
神有一个定义,
God has this will.
要把这个人从不义带到带回义里面去。
That God will make one who is unrighteous to be one who is righteousness. This is God's own work.
神要做这样的事。
God will do this.
人就这样的承受恩典。
And this is the way in which man receives grace.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
你说我们要回顾我们在神面前怎么走过，我们在已经走过的路程的时候。
Now, when we reflect even our journey, how we have gone to where we are,
我们才深深的体会到，当时神借着大卫所说，的。那个诗篇说出神的心意来呢?
Then we would have a deeper understanding and appreciation when David expresses the psalm to us.
不仅是说出我们的本相本来就是这样。
Not only express to us, that is our very own nature.
弟兄姊妹，你特别注意，神的这里用的话很有很有意思。
But brothers and sisters, take note of the words that are used by God here. It's very meaningful.
如果你回到人间去，说，哎呀，我们写写诗吧，写诗吧。
When we in this world, we write poetry.
你说写诗有什么不一样？
Then perhaps you say, what is different from human poetry in this world and the Psalms?
你写散文。跟写诗有什么不同?
When you write any essay or poetry, what is the difference?
那懂的人就知道了。
But those who understand literature know.
你要是写散文的话，你轻松很多了。
When you're writing an essay, it's much more easy.
你要写诗的话，那你就要发挥很多了。
If you're to write a poem, it will extend much more energy and thought.
要把你心思里面深处的那些感觉都从文字上头表达出来。
That is because in poetry it will express the depths of your emotions, your heart, in words.
所以我们常常说，当我们读那个诗词啊，或者甚至是我们唱那个诗歌啊。
Therefore, many times when we read poetry or the psalms, or when we sing the hymns, the songs,
很容易我们觉得那是字句把我们感动的。
Those words, those lyrics are able to move us very deeply because of the emotions that are involved.
这一点又是我每次就是学房已经接受过同学十几年了，那么每年我们都有一次看许许多多同学们的那些的见证。
Now, the Academy of Christ has been over a decade, and many times we are able to read the testimony of the students.
我们很容易就有一个感觉在那里。
Now, very easily we'll have this feeling.
来学房报名的那些同学啊。
Those students who apply for the academy.
不是说每个人都说到他蒙恩跟随主的The 历史是怎么样的?
Not all of them do testify of their salvation, how they are saved.
但是绝大部分都走过这一段的路。
But a great majority of them have gone through this journey.
所以当每一次他们在神面前回转的时候。
So each time when they return, repent before the Lord.
好多个我都记不清楚有多少个。
There are numerous of them, so many I cannot remember.
离开主好久。
They have left the Lord for a long time.
神的手把他们带回聚会里。
And the hand of God brought them back to worship.
他们就说了。
And they say,
不知怎么样。
Somehow,
我一进到聚会的地方，眼泪就流出来了。
When I enter into the fellowship, the gathering, I shed tears.
不然的话，那就是说， 诗歌一唱起来，我的眼泪就流出来。
Or others would testify that when the singing begins, then I start to weep.
为什么会有这样的反应？
Now, why would they respond in this way?
诗歌的文字把你带到灵里头的深处，跟神面对面。
That is because the lyrics of the song will bring us into the depth of our heart, in our spirit, that we will come face to face with God.
弟兄姊妹，你们注意的。
So if you take note here, brothers and sisters,
应许的时候，给这些在神面前寻找神的人做了一个结论吧。
So in verse 6, it tells us those who seek after the Lord, this is the conclusion, the summary.
这个结论，你不在意的话，你一下就忽略过去。
If we do not pay attention to this conclusion, we'll gloss over it very quickly.
如果你在意的话，
But if we pay attention,
你说了，
then you will say,
哎呀神啊，你说的话包含的那么丰满。
Then we will be able to understand, Lord, your words are so rich.
好多好多意思都在其中，给包括起来。
And so full that it includes so much in your words.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
And pay attention, brothers and sisters.
第六节那里怎么说？
What does verse 6 say?
他说这是寻求耶和华的族类。
This is the generation of them that seek him.
他们不住地在神面前寻求。
They continue to seek him.
但是他们是什么人？
Now, who are they?
哎呀，很有意思。
It is very meaningful.
因为当你接上来就说
Because it continues to say,
就是不住地在神面前寻求的人。
They are the ones who continue to seek him.
他们是一个族类。
They are a generation.
这个族类有什么特点呢？
Now, what is so special about this generation, this race?
那个特点就是。
And the uniqueness is.
是寻求里面的雅各。
They are the generation, the race that seek his face, O Jacob.
我想，如果弟兄姊妹，你对旧约圣经熟悉的，特别是对创世纪熟悉一点的。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we're familiar with the Bible, especially Genesis,
你一读到这个话，你里面就有反应。
Now, when we read such words, we'll have an echo.
雅各是什么人？
Who is Jacob? How is he like?
雅各是不是一个拣选神的人？
Is Jacob one who will choose God?
往后的时候当然是。
Of course, at the end of his life, he is.
起初时候他是不是？
But at the very beginning, how is Jacob like?
不但是不是。
Not only does he not choose God,
也常常要在神面前讨便宜。
But many times he tried to gain advantage from God.
在人面前要骗，要做许多的欺骗的。
And he will have a lot of schemes, deception amongst men.
这样的一个族类。
And such a generation.
能在神面前蒙起恩典来。
Would such a race receive grace in the presence of God?
什么原因？
Why, what is the reason?
当然你回到上文你就看到他又转回来寻求神。
Of course, when we see the text of it, we see he returns, chooses God.
当然他是寻求神。
Of course, he chooses God.
但是你看见他寻求神是有好多个阶段。
But we're able to see there are many stages in his life where he chooses God.
一段比一段更靠近神。
And gradually, closer and closer, he is drawn to God.
起初心里头上神有个回转。也是靠近神。
At the beginning, when he repents, returns to God, he draws closer to God.
不过是靠近神的赐恩。
But he is only closer to God as the one who gives grace.
慢慢慢慢你看到，他等到他最后成熟的时候，他所等候的不是神的恩典。而是神的自己。
But gradually, when we see how Jacob, as one who is drawn closer and closer to desire God, he chooses God not for the grace, not for the blessing, but for God himself.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到，24篇就把你为什么要寻求神。
Brothers and sisters, Psalm 24 tells us, why is it that we must seek God?
你先要认识他。
You must first know him.
你要懂得他做工的法则。
And we must know the way in which he works.
然后你就 一步一步地脱离自己。
And then gradually, step by step, we'll depart from ourselves.
那么神的丰富就成了你的享用。
Then the abundance of God will be our enjoyment.
耶和华就成了你的牧者。
And the Lord God shall be our shepherd.
你必不致缺乏。
And we shall not be in want.
我们感谢我们的主。
And we praise and thank our Lord.
好了，神用着大卫，透过这些话来发表了。那严肃的一个问题。
God expresses this very solemn issue through the word of David.
然后他就说到，神在他的大能里头创造了万有。
Then he tells us from his word, in his might and his power, he created all creation.
神用着他的恩慈来为人预备了从深处把人带回高处的救赎的恩典。
And it is the grace of his redemption that he has saved man, delivered man from the death of our sin into the highest place.
那你怎么回报神？
Now how is it then in that condition we repay God?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们诗歌本上有一首诗我们很少唱。
There are these words, lyrics in a hymn book that we seldom sing.
里面有一句话。
There are these lyrics there.
你说，神给我那么大的恩典，我要怎么做来向神报恩？
Now God has bestowed such grace, the greatness of His grace, how can I repay Him?
诗歌就说了。
And so the lyric says,
说这样的话的人，
those who say such words,
还不知道什么叫做恩典。
If we have such a thought, how can I repay for the grace?
我们感谢主。
Then we truly don't know grace, but we thank the Lord.
因为神给我们的那一份恩情是我们没有办法能偿还得起的。
The grace and the love which God has bestowed upon us is one we cannot afford to pay or repay.
但是神也没有要求我们要这样子活在他的面前，他才满足。
And God have not required that we must live in this way, this condition, in order to satisfy Him.
神对我们来说，他只要求一件事。
But as far as we are concerned, God only has this one requirement. We have to acknowledge that He is God.
你要承认他是创造者。
To acknowledge Him that He is the Creator.
你要承认他是救赎主。
To acknowledge Him as the Redeemer.
我们是这样的活在神的面前。
And that is how we ought to live in His presence.
神觉得
Then God will feel
很满意。
He will be pleased.
所以引出底下
So then,
那一小段的话,
this passage follows.
那个小段的话呢,
and this passage,
对以色列人来说,
as for the Israelites,
一直要等到国度来的时候才实现了。
They have to wait for the appearance of the kingdom before this is realized.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
我们今天在身心于恩典里面的人,
for us who are in the grace of the New Testament,
我们是预先尝到神同在的那一份祝福。
We have a foretaste of the blessing of the presence of God.
但是原则上一样。
But in principle it's the same.
不是我们自己的功劳。
It is not by our own merit.
全是神定义要这样做，他要实际的这样做。
It is all by God's will that He has determined to do so in this way.
来向我们显明他是神。
To manifest the fact to us that He alone is God.
他是万有的主。
And He is the Lord of all.
他是我们拯救的唯一的方法。
And He is the only way of salvation for us.
那现在他乐意到到人的当中来，住在人的中间。
Now he is willing to dwell amongst those that belong to him.
虽然那个时候大卫是没办法能了解，是神住在我们中间，还是我们住在神中间。
Of course, in David's time, he does not have the capacity to understand. In fact, do we live in the midst of God or God lives in us?
所以他就产生了一个想法了，在二十三篇说，我就要在耶和华殿中直到永远。
So he would come with such a thought and desire as in Psalm 23, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
这个心思在大卫的里面 并不是偶然的。
And that heart, that desire in the heart of David is not by accident.
以后我们读下去，你会发现好多处保罗心里面非常渴慕的那一件事，就是说我能藏在耶和华的殿中。
And later on, we read such recording again and again that has expressed a desire how he longs to live in the presence of God in his house.
但是在以色列人当年在旧约的日子来说
，But as far as the Israelites are concerned in those days,
他们没有看到神的永远的旨意。
They are not able to see the destination of the eternal will of God.
神只是让他们看到在国度里头他们所占的地位。
God only shows them their position in the kingdom of God.
因为他们所占的地位。把万有都带回神的面前，这一个功用。
And the function which they hold in the eternal will of God, because they stand in the kingdom to bring all things back to God.
那所以从这二十四篇一到了底下的时候，就很简单的提到一件事。
So at the end of Psalm 24, it simply mentions this.
那什么事呢
？What is this matter？
他说王要显现。
He says the king is to appear.
你们用什么态度来对待王
？And what is your attitude toward the king？
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里没有说太多的话。
Here it does not record too much.
他只是把在国度里头的这个荣耀丰富显出来。
But it only manifests to us the glory and the richness in the kingdom.
用的字句虽然好像很简单
，And the words seem very simple.
但是实在是。很清楚的指神向我们指出我们该如何往前走。
But it clearly points to us how we ought to go forward in the presence of God.
我们如果还记得以西结书读的时候，我们留意到在国度里头，我们的主怎么住到人的中间。
If we still recall from the book of Ezekiel during the kingdom, how he will live, dwell in the midst of men.
这是说在旧约的那个观念里边。
Now that is in the concept under the old covenant.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们是活在新约里边的人，不必等到国度的时候就尝到这样的一份恩典。
We who live under the grace of the new covenant, we do not need to, for the appearance of the kingdom to have a foretaste, a taste of this grace.
并且比这一份恩典还要高，还要美。
And it is even greater and sweeter than that grace.
我们一再的提出过。
Again and again we have re-mentioned.
在新约的里头。
In the New Testament.
神的拯救是把我们放在他里面。
The salvation given unto us in the New Testament places us in Him.
这是我们与神同在。
And that is our presence, our abiding with the Lord.
同时神也把他自己放在我们里面。
And at the same time, He places Himself in us.
那这是神与我们同在。
And that is God with us.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
因为我们能来到神的面前，与神活在这样的联合里。
The fact that we're able to come into God's presence and be in such a union.
所以二十四篇最末了就说。
So at the end of Psalm 24 it says.
众城门呐。
The O ye gates.
你抬起头来。
Lift up your heads.
永久的门户啊。
Ye everlasting doors.
你们要被举起。
Be ye lifted up.
那荣耀的王将要进来。
And the King of Glory shall come in.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, it is too precious.
说到城。
For the city.
弟兄姊妹你都知道是给人保护的一些建筑。
The city speaks of a structure that will give us protection.
但是从另一方面来说呢。
From another aspect.
给人一个保障，不让人碰到他们所不叫他们不愉快的事。
The city is also a guard, a protection for man not to encounter that which will harm him.
那是说到在人和神中间还没有关系以前的光景。
And that speaks of the condition.Before man had any relationship with God.
说那个城墙或者那个城 另外的一个作用就是说拒绝神。
So in other words, the city or the city wall serves another function. It is a rejection of God. It hinders from God. And regardless of what you say, we are those that don't want to hear God, and we don't want to think about God. But we thank the Lord.
23篇、24篇、从22篇的救赎恩典开始，一直到了现在24篇。
From Psalm 22, the grace of His salvation until now, Psalm 24.
神是把人和神中间的那个间隔全拿掉。
God has completely removed that barrier between Him and us.
所以在这里，他就有这样的一个呼喊。
And so here, there is this cry.
众城门啊
O ye gates,
要抬起头来
lift up your heads,
低着头在那里什么都看不见
it is not to bow your head and not seeing anything,
要抬起头来
but lift up your heads,
抬起头来做什么
why do you lift up your heads,
因为你的王要进来
for your king shall enter,
荣耀的王要进来
and the king of glory shall come in,
荣耀的王要进到你那里去
and the king of glory shall enter to where you are,
我们感谢我们的神
we thank our God,
这个王一进来的时候
and when this king comes in,
弟兄姊妹你注意
brothers and sisters pay attention,
当然你就说到这样的一件事
and this is what it records,
永远的门户就向你打开
and ye everlasting doors shall be opened unto you,
永远的门户
it is an everlasting door,
不是开门欢迎你进来
it is not a door to open to welcome you in,
永远向你打开门
but it is a door always everlastingly open to you,
但神能进到你里面显明他是王的荣耀
so that God will enter and manifest that he is the king of glory,
那荣耀的王是谁呢
and who is this king of glory,
有什么最很简单你就看到
very clearly you see brothers and sisters,
最末了的一句
the last words,
荣耀的王是谁呢
who is the king of glory,
耶和华他是荣耀的王
the Lord of hosts, he is the king of glory,
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
这一句话非常明显的要把蒙恩的人一步一步的带回到毫无保留的服在神的权柄底下。
These words clearly tell us those who are saved by grace will bring us without any reservation under the authority of God.
做一个在神面前顺服神的人
To be one who subjects ourselves to God
服在神的权柄的底下跟着主的脚中来往前走
And submit ourselves under the authority of God to follow his footsteps forward
那登印度二十四篇所带出的这一方面的生命的学习和操练
Because of Psalm 24 the lessons of life and of living here that shows us
二十五篇就把这一个意思更宽广更深入的去表达出来
Then Psalm 25 expresses this even broader and more deeper in this way
弟兄姊妹你留意25篇用什么话来接上24篇的这一个启示
Brothers and sisters notice the words that is used in Psalm 25 to follow on to this revelation in Psalm 24
耶和华啊我的心仰望你我的神啊我素来依靠你求你不要叫我羞愧不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这又是带回到诗篇第一篇开头的神的那一个开门话。
Again, this brings us back to Psalm 1, the words that God introduces to us.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当大卫领会到神这样的一个心思的时候
So when David comes to understand such a desire from God,
我们留意的大卫一生
We can see the whole life of David.
不是一直都走在那圣的里边
He is not always on the side, on the path of victory.
大卫在神面前的失落
The failures of David in God's presence,
好多次,
there are many times.
如果严格说起来,
to be very strict,
也许比扫罗还多了,
perhaps even greater times than Saul.
但是为什么扫罗在神面前就给弃绝?
But why is it that Saul was rejected of God?
而大卫在神的面前却蒙悦纳。
But yet David in the sight of God was accepted.
不是大卫比扫罗做得好。
It is not because David did better than Saul.
如果要比较的话呢，上上下下都差不了多少。
If we were to make a relative comparison, they're about the same.
但是为什么大卫在神面前蒙拯救呢？
But why is it that David was delivered in the sight of God, and God was pleased with David?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
原因就在大卫的里面有一个意念。
That is because within David there is this thought.
这个是大扫罗心里头没有的。
And this is one that was lacking in the heart of Saul.
那我们属主的人，看看大卫里面有一个什么的心思。
And for us who belong to the Lord, what is the thought of David that we have to take note of?
感谢主，他认定了一件事。
We thank the Lord because he acknowledged one thing.
什么事呢？
And what is that?
我一生的道路，除了主给我做引导以外，我是没有路。
All the days of my life, unless the Lord is my guide, I have no other way.
所以二十五篇归纳起来就是那一个祷告的内容。
So the summary of Psalm 25 is the content of this prayer.
第一就是第四节。
Now, the first is in verse 4.
耶和华，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神。我终日等候你。
Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation, on thee do I wait all the day.
那然后
And then,
当神真是把神的话给他的时候
And when God truly gives David his word,
他很自然就发觉一个问题
Then he will naturally discover one thing.
什么问题呢？
What matter is that?
我这个人在神的面前常常活在不讨神喜悦里。
I, as a person, often live under a condition that is not pleasing to God.
虽然现在我知道寻求你。
Even though now I know that I seek after you.
你会救我脱离一些愚昧无知的事。
And you will deliver me from matters that are foolish and ignorant.
但是我回头一看。
But when I reflect,
我从年幼一直到现在。
Even from my youth until now,
我满了各种各样的愚昧和无知。
I am filled with foolish matters and ignorant matters.
所以当他一看到神的路的时候。
So when he sees the way of God,
他在神面前就有个祷告。
So he has this prayer before God.
第七节。
Verse 7。
求你不要纪念我幼年的罪孽和我的过犯，耶和华，求你因你的恩惠，按你的慈爱纪念我。
Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你记得吗？从第三篇开始一直下来，开头的那一段话，那是我们很明显的指出来的。大卫觉得我是配得恩典的，因为在神的鉴察里，我是做对的事情，所有做不对的事情是我的仇敌。
Brothers and sisters, you recall as we went through the Psalms sequentially, we see that David thought he was deserving of the grace, the blessing of God, because he lived rightly in God's presence, and only his enemies were those who were unjust.
我照着你的心意来行，所以你拯救我。
You deliver me because I live according to your desire, and you support me.
现在呢？
But now,
他知道了。
David realized,
神虽然是满有恩典。
And even though God is filled with tender mercy,
恩典并不盖过我在神面前愚昧无知的痕迹。
But because of my foolishness and ignorance and so many traces of that, His grace and His mercy does not, cover that.
我愚昧，我回过来寻求神，神给我赦免。
When I am foolish and I repent and God forgives me.
但是我愚昧所留下的痕迹，神却 要保留在我们的心思里，让我们常常会在面前，在神面前省察我们自己的愚昧。
But the traces of the foolishness and ignorance, the consequence of those actions, God remains in our heart to remind us constantly of our foolishness and ignorance.
所以他在神面前就有这样的一个祷告。
So in God's presence, he has such a prayer.
他不单是让神叫他的罪过无知挪走。
Not that God will remove and take away all his foolishness and ignorance.
连同那些无知和愚昧留下的痕迹也抹掉。
But to ask the Lord to even remove, blot out all the traces of those foolishness and ignorance.
你怎么能抹掉呢?
How can they be blotted out?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
大卫再重复那个话。
And so David repeats those words.
他怎么说呢?
What does David say?
我想这一小段话文字上的表达已经很清楚了。
Now, I think just the expression of the letter of the word here is very clear.
我们就稍微留意一下就你就知道什么意思了。
If we read through, then we can take note of the meaning here.
从第七节那里开始。
We'll read from verse 7.
求你不要纪念我幼年的罪孽和我的过犯。耶和华呀，求你纪念你的怜悯和慈爱，因为这是亘古以来所常有的。求你不要纪念我幼年的翻过来了，对不起。我幼年的罪恶人走，罪孽和我的过犯，耶和华呀，求你因你的恩惠，按你的慈爱纪念我。耶和华是良善正直的，所以他必指示罪人走正路。耶和华呀，求你因你的对不起，又跑回那第九节，他必按公平引领谦卑人，将他的道教训他们。凡遵守他的约和他法度的人，耶和华都以慈爱诚实待他。耶和华呀，求你因你的名赦免我的罪，因为我的罪重大。谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。弟兄姊妹，你看一看这一段话。
We have read from verse 6 to verse 12. When we consider and read this passage,
就把刚才我所交通的那个意思引出来了。
Will really express the thoughts which I just shared.
神拯救我们，挽回我们。
God saves us and delivers us.
不是仅仅叫我们脱离我们的行为上的过失。
It's not merely for us to be delivered from the shortcomings of our actions.
神要让我们走过那个行为上的过失的痕迹，都要给我们完全的抹掉。
But God will even completely remove, blot out the traces, the scars of those actions, those shortcomings.
就好像约翰一书里边第一章所说的。
Just as it says in 1 John chapter 1.
我们若认自己的罪。
If we confess our sins.
神是公义的。
He is faithful.
必要赦免我们的罪。
He is righteous to forgive us our sins.
洗净我们的不义。
And cleanse us of our unrighteousness.
我们感谢主。
Oh, we thank our Lord.
更宝贝的是什么呢?
Now, what is even more precious?
上面还有话说。
It continues on.
谁第十二节，谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
What man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose.
14节
Verse 14.
耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He shall show them His covenant. We thank the Lord. We see then,
当神在我们身上显明他一切的那个挽回的时候,
when God manifests His complete restoration to us,
从负面来说, 除掉我们一切无知的和抵触神的,
from the passive side, it removes all the traces of the sin and that which undermines God.
从正面来说,
but positively speaking,
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
We're pay attention, brothers and sisters. 耶和华
与敬畏他的人亲密，必将自己的约告诉他。
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
主要把我们带到一个地步，和他中间完全没有阻隔。
The Lord is to bring us to this condition where there's completely no barrier between the Lord and us.
我们诗歌本身不是一首诗歌这样说吗？
Likewise, there is this hymn in our hymnary that says,
没有间隔，主没有间隔，那一首诗歌。
It is the hymn that says, without a barrier, there is no hindrance.
我们唱的时候，我们觉得字句很美。
When we sing it, the lyrics are so beautiful.
但是一摸到实际的时候，你说真的是如此吗？
But in practicality, in reality, we question, is that really the case? We thank the Lord.
真的是如此。
It is truly the case.
这是神的心意。
And that is the desire of God.
从上古直到如今。
From everlasting to everlasting.
神没有更改他的心。
God's heart does not change.
我们更觉得更宝贝的。
Even more precious.
在旧约的时候，神借着大卫得着启示而说出这样的话。
God even would express such a word to us through David who have received such revelation.
耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密。
That the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him.
他必将他的约指示他。
And he will show them his covenant.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主不是只是把他的工作，把他的恩典和慈怜向我们显明。
God not only reveals to us His grace, His mercy, His work.
他把他的约也没有对我们隐藏。
He does not hide even His covenant with us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是我们读圣经。
This is for us to read the Bible.
你从开头一直读下来，你有什么感觉？
When we read the Bible from beginning to end, what is our feeling?
你没有太多的感觉。
We may not have too much feeling.
但是越读到从旧约读到新约。
But when we read from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
从新约的开头读到启示录。
And from the beginning of the New Testament to Revelation.
哦，你看到了。
Then we're able to see.
神跟人立约的那件事是怎么一回事。
We're able then to understand what is this matter between the covenant which God made with man.
他的约要在人面，神要人的眼见里头显出是怎么一回事。
His covenant will be revealed to us even visibly.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
启示录最末了，神就给我们看到。
At the end of Revelation, God shows us.
他给人一个应许的约。
That is the promise of His covenant to us.
他要把新天新地带进来。
He is to bring in the new heaven and the new earth.
他要叫蒙恩的人在新天新地里和神完全连接，成为一个。
That is in the new heaven and new earth, the union between God and man is complete, and there is only one.
比大卫看到国度是我们的荣耀高多了。
It is much higher than what David is seen in Revelation, that the kingdom is our glory.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么正因着这样。
And because of this,
他就神的心意就透过大卫向我们来发表。
Then the heart of God is expressed to us through David.
要叫我们成为一个等候主的人。
So that we are one who will wait upon the Lord.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当我们会的这样等候在神的面前。
When we come to know how to wait upon the Lord in this way.
那么我们就可以借用这里子的话说，
then we can,
神就救赎我们脱离一切的愁苦。
We can borrow the words here in Psalm 25 says, Redeem Israel, God, out of all his troubles.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么因此我们从这里再进到二十六篇。
Then when we enter into Psalm 26 from this point,
你看到一个重点。
We see this focal point.
怎么维持我们在神的面前成为一个对的人？
How do we continue to sustain ourselves to be one who is right in the presence of God?
这里给我们提出了两件大事。
Here it mentions two great things to us.
头一件事情。
The first.
神啊，你要让我学会了依靠你。
Lord, teach me that I will trust in you.
并不摇动。
And that I will not be moved, I shall not slide.
怎么可以到这个地步呢？
How can I come to this point?
感谢神。
We thank God.
他把自己摆在神的面光底下。
Because we place ourselves under the light of God.
我们记得十六篇的时候就说，我把耶和华摆在我面前。
Now we remember in Psalm 16 it says that I place myself continually in the presence of the Lord God.
现在翻过来了，神啊，求你将我常摆在你面前。
Now before we place the Lord continually in our presence, but now I place myself continually under His light.
我摆在你面前有什么？
And what is the function that I come continually into your presence?
求神的扶持和怜悯，救他脱离一切不正不义的事。
So that the mercy, the sustenance of God will deliver him for all that is unrighteous and that is unjust.
叫我实际的是照着你的真理。
So that practically I will walk in your truth.
所以你留意第二节。
So pay attention to verse 2.
这也是这一个交通里面一个重点的事。
This is also a focal point here in this passage.
耶和华呀，求你查看我，试验我，熬炼我的肺腑心肠，因为你的慈爱常在我面前，我也按你的真理。
Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth.
主啊，你要做这个工在我们身上。
Lord, you are to do this work upon us.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那你就怎么去能去满足神的心意呢？
How do we satisfy the heart of God?
头一件事情就是说。
The first thing is.
神啊，你除去我和你中间一直阻隔与你有交通的事物。
God, remove all the barrier that will hinder me to have fellowship with you.
不要让任何有地上的事物代替你在我里面的位置。
Do not allow for anything of this world to take your place in my heart.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那主不是这样的，但不是单单这样的提我们留意到，你怎么保持我们自己在神面前那个纯净没有瑕疵？
The Lord not only reminds us in this way with His Word, how do we keep ourselves to be holy without blemish?
我更要在你面前等候的。
But even more, what I await in your presence is this.
是什么呢?
What is that?
你要维持我里面常常渴慕与你同在的这一份恩典。
But you continue sustain me that I will love your habitations to have this grace to live ever in your presence.
第八节那里说的话就是这一句。
Verse 8, and that is the passage.
耶和华呀。我喜爱你所住的殿和你显荣耀的居所，不要把我的魂和罪人一同除掉，不要把我的性命和流人血的一同除掉。
Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners nor my knife with bloody men.
那个仍然那是23篇最末了的那个意思。
It is still the thought that is at the end of Psalm 23.
换一句话来说，就神啊， 不要叫我失去你的同在。
In other words, Lord, let me not lose your presence.
要叫我时刻的活在你的光中。
That I will constantly live in your light.
你不住的用着你自己的光来照明我。
You will continue to use your light to enlighten me.
我就在你的面前。
And in your presence, I will learn to be one who will praise you and thank you.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
接连几篇下来,
we continue these Psalms.
我们看到是神借着大卫的生活和工作上头所有的体会。
It is God, through the life of David, his experience that he comes to understand.
并神给他在灵里头的光照。
And the enlightenment which God gives unto David in his spirit.
启示。
The revelation.
要叫他懂得怎么活在神的面前做一个对的人。
So that David will come to realize how he can be one who lives correctly in the presence of God.
好叫神的荣耀可以显明在他的身上。
In order for the glory of God to be able to manifest it upon him,
也叫他在神面前的寻求能引动更多的人去爱慕主。
So that David's seeking of the Lord will also lead others more to desire of the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上我就这样和弟兄姊妹交通到这里。
I think I'll end my sharing here this evening with brothers and sisters.
当我们下礼拜回来的时候，我们还是上山看三篇。
Next week when we return, we'll continue to read three Psalms.
27, 28, 29.
We'll read Psalm 27, 28, and 29.
那当我们用这样的一个角度来看诗篇的时候，你很清楚就看到。神借着大卫所有经过的事情来引领我们学习各样属灵的功课。
When we read the Psalms in this perspective, then we're able to see how God uses the experience of David so that we can learn such lessons for us.
这是诗篇第一组里头的那一个中心点。
This is the focal point in the first volume, the first book in Psalms.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你的话一解开就发出亮光。
When your words are open, it gives light.
好像是很平凡的话。
Though it seems very common.
但实际是非常深厚的恩典和丰满所充满的。
But in fact, these words are filled with your grace and your abundance, your richness.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你没有留下一样好处不给我。
Because you did not withhold any good thing from us.
因为连同你的自己，你也给了我。
Even along with yourself, you have given us all things.
更是我们深深的知道。
So we deeply know.
跟着你生命的光来行走。
When we follow according to the light of your life.
你就固定我们在神面前蒙恩的那个地步上。
You will keep our footsteps steadfast upon the position to receive grace.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那一天你得着荣耀的时候。
On that day when you shall be crowned with glory.
你要我们与你一同显现在荣耀。
You desire for us to be manifested with you in glory. We thank thee, Lord.
但愿主在过了这一个混乱的时代里
，even in these last times in this generation，
维持我们的心思和意念在你的光中，直到与你面对面的时候。
With such chaos that you'll keep our heart in your light, so until we see you face to face。
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto you and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.